Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pasquale Cardone, and my quick-witted co-host is Evelyn Calleja.
Hello. Hi, Evelyn. Hello. I love that. Quick-witted.
Yes, you are.
Hi, I've been called a lot of things, my friend.
But never quick-witted?
Never
quick-witted. Very quick. See? Just came to me today.
Wow. So you're so smart.
I try. So I hope our listeners are all in a good place and listening to us. And we thank you for doing this for another week with us.
Yes. Thank you for listening. And good seeing you, Mr. Pasquale.
Yes. I know. For April 24th. Oof. This is dropping. Can you believe it? Almost the end. This is the last Wednesday in April.
Wow. So next time we talk, it's going to be May.
May 1st.
I can't.
It drops on May 1st. Well, I have to say I can wait. I'm happy because the weather will be better. It's been very chilly here and rainy the last few days in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah?
You know, you put a little heavier coat on, then you put a thinner coat on. You know, it's just been frustrating. But it's April showers. It's to be expected.
Well, yeah, it's getting hot here. So at night it cools down, but during the day it's in the 80s. So we've been putting the AC on and stuck in the house, you know.
No, it's sometimes been in the high 40s. It's chilly. It's been chilly. But anyway, that will pass soon. Thank goodness.
So this is episode 17.
Wow, 17 since the beginning of the year. That's incredible.
I know.
This is dropping
I know.
Oh, you know. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. So this is dropping on Wednesday, April 24th, and we have three things on the calendar to discuss.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay. The first one, and this is something that you need, is the National Administrative Professionals Day, also known as, you know, the Secretary Day, the Admin Day. But it's so true how we need these people in our lives, in an office.
Oh,
because where would we be, right? I mean,
how many high power people would be able to do their jobs if they didn't have their admins? Probably
no,
they fall apart.
Right. And it's amazing how they keep them in line and what they do for them. They do make the person, you know. Yes, the guy or girl has their knowledge, but these admins really, they go above and beyond a lot of times.
They're sure so happy National Admin Professionals Day.
Right. Good to them. And the next one I do like, and I love these, it's National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Do you like pigs in a blanket?
I do.
And well, you know, they do get, yes.
And when we got married, I wanted that, and we had pigs in the blanket.
As an appetizer? Or
as an appetizer.
As an appetizer.
Yeah.
Yeah. They credit this to Betty Crocker in 1957 for putting it in print.
Really?
Can you believe that? Yep. But records show that in 1901, they had recipes for pigs in a blanket.
Lovely.
But the popularity increased after 1957. So they had a recipe for the pigs in a blanket, but it was popular because of Betty Crocker. So good on her.
Good. Anyway. Thank you, Betty.
Yes, we love our Betty. The last one is National Bucket List Day. Do you have a bucket list?
No. Why? I don't like characterizing it as a bucket list because it suggests that I'm waiting to die. I don't like that at all.
Okay, but then what about New Year's resolutions for the year?
I don't do those. But there are things I'd like to do, you know, things I have on my wish list.
Well, that's the same thing as a bucket list.
No, I don't have to characterize it as a bucket list because it means you're thinking of kicking the bucket before you do these things. Or
I think a bucket list is you have a bucket and you put all your dreams and wishes into it and then you pull it out. That to me is what I want.
That's not what it was meant to be. Bucket list was concocted because I believe because when you kick the bucket, there are things you want to do before you kick the bucket.
Oh, wow. This is like an Evelyn Google here. Wow, I didn't even realize that.
That's why I don't like it.
Well,
There you
Now I
go.
feel bad. Now I feel depressed about a bucket list.
Yeah, so I don't like characterizing it as a bucket list. So you're not going to have that from me.
We're not celebrating a bucket list day on Wednesday, the 24th. Okay.
How about
So
a
should we
wish
change it to
list?
wish list? Wish list on the 24th.
Yeah.
But what happens if you don't make all your wish lists before you die? You
Well,
put it in.
what can I tell you?
It happens. All right. I love your point of view on that one. That's a good one. Thank you. That really, it's cute. I'm going to chuckle all day on that.
Always with the
All right.
opinion.
Yes.
So
Yes, yes, yes.
this week we have a Norwegian phrase.
Oh, yes. And what is that on?
So we're going to learn how to say break the ice in Norwegian. Last week we learned how to say it
In
in
Italian.
Italian. Now it's in Norwegian. It's Brita Isen. You want
Oh,
the
that's
man
easy.
to
What is
say
it?
it? Britta
Yeah, but I like
Easton.
when you Britta
Easton.
Easton.
You want the woman to
Britta
say it?
Easton. Yes, and please.
Okay, here she comes.
Britta
Britta Easton. One
One
more
more time with
time?
her?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna
Britta
listen.
Easton.
Okay. I
Now
think I
you
like it.
repeat. Britta is Eason. There you go.
Eason. All
Now
right.
we can break
That
the
wasn't too
ice.
bad for Norwegian.
Yeah, we
I
can
like
break
that
the
one.
ice to our heart's content when we're in Norway.
Eason. Okay, good.
Britta Eason.
But you're not going to Norway this year
I don't
in
think we
2020
are.
because of the knee.
Well, it's still kind of new and, we'll see that.
Okay.
Because it was going to be like in June, and I think that's kind of soon.
But it's a
Although
lot of work.
I'm 4 weeks into this and I'm doing really well, the pain has completely subsided. Now it's more
Really?
uncomfortable. Yeah.
Why is it uncomfortable? For what part is uncomfortable?
Well, it's
The healing of
just
the.
getting in a position and the knee is still tight.
Okay, so it's tw like twinges. Okay, well, does that open up?
Twinges,
Does it
yeah,
get
like an ache, yeah.
right? Well, that'll go away, won't
Yeah.
it?
And I'm walking around with just a cane, and in the house, I don't even need the cane.
Oh, right. Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Good. No, I think that's excellent. It really is. I'm very happy for you. It's
Four
coming along
weeks,
nicely.
yeah.
In already
Yay.
4 weeks. Wow. That's incredible. And you're still happy you had it done, right?
Of course, I'm just looking forward to
Good.
when I can actually use it completely. But I have to
Now,
start physical therapy and the red tape with that. So I had to go see my primary. They have to order the physical therapy, and in between all that, it's been a week and I haven't gone to therapy.
since last week, you haven't done any therapy, then they stopped coming to the
No.
house.
They stopped coming to the house, and now I'm just waiting for the physical therapy people, the outsourced one, to
Isn't that a
call
shame?
me. I know, so it's holding up my recovery.
Oh, that is crazy, to be honest with you, because who suffers but the patient? So you're not getting your
Exactly.
therapy. Wow, this healthcare is ridiculous.
It's not fun. And the woman told me, the woman that was doing the physical therapy here, she said, oh, you got to keep stretching your leg because if you keep it in a bent position, you won't be able to straighten it out. And some people have to go back under the knife so the doctor could crack the leg.
Oh my
I
God.
know, I
So
don't want to do that, obviously.
are you doing any exercises to stretch the legs? You're doing
Yeah, she
everything?
gave me a sheet of exercises, so I'm doing some of those, but I want a
Okay.
professional to do it.
No, but at least you're doing something other than just walking. So do stretch that leg and make it
Yeah.
flat, I guess, right? Yeah, as
Yeah,
long as
I
you're doing something.
stretch it, I do those exercises.
Is production helping?
Yeah, I lift it up, so you want that muscle in the thigh to
Right.
straight. So I am doing that.
All right, good.
And
No,
the
yeah, keep it up. Oh my
scars
God. All
really
right.
almost disappearing.
Oh, really? Because it was kind of horrendous.
Yeah,
When
I know. My husband loves those photos.
Yeah, really. Here's my wife. Take her, please.
I
No,
know,
it really.
really.
No, I'm glad that it's healing and it's going better for you. Thank God.
Yeah,
Good.
I'm very happy about it.
Good.
So, what else do we
All
have
right.
this week?
I would like to get a little wisdom going before the end of the show.
Oh, let's do a little Sandra wisdom. We could always do it wisdom.
Yeah, because this, we got to go over this one. So, Sandra Wisdom, here we go. Ready? True strength is found not in the absence of fear, but in the courage to confront it head on. You
Wow.
get that one?
Yeah, I do.
True strength is found not in the absence of fear. What does that mean? True strength is not
Well,
found
so
in the
it's absence of fear, like you're going to ruin your day and no one's fearing anything. So if that's not true strength.
Oh, I got it. But in
Got
the
it?
courage to confront head on, right? Yeah. True strength is not found in the absence of fear. So if you're going and you're having a lovely day, and then somebody says something rude to you, you have to face it head on.
That's right.
Strong, you don't hit them. Okay.
No, you just could say with your words, you
Right.
could.
True
Why
strength
did
is
you
not
say
found.
that? When you said
Right.
that, this is how I feel.
We do like this one. I mean, that's a keeper. I'm going to have to put a star on that one.
All right,
Thank
fantastic.
you.
Thank you, Sandra Wisdom.
Yes. So if somebody bullies you, confront it.
That's right. Not with your
Okay, I'm going to.
fists, but with words. It's kind.
Right.
You could be kind about it. And again,
Right.
you internalize it. It's not you said that and you were mean and you're the. Stop pointing fingers. You know, when you point one
Right.
finger, you're pointing three
It comes
towards
back.
you. So
Right.
just say, when you said that, this is how I feel when you said that to me.
Yeah. D, whatever. Was it D emphasis? DM. Yeah. Take the pressure away. I get it. I love that one. I'll be talking about
De-escalate.
it today.
Yep. Okay.
De-escalate. Good word. All right. Thank you, Sandra. That was very
Thank
kind.
you.
Thank you.
And you want to hear a travel tip, which is not an
Why
Eric
not?
travel trip because he had to go shopping today, so he couldn't get me a travel tip. So this is an Evelyn travel tip.
Now, he does know we do this weekly. He doesn't do
He
them in
does.
advance.
Yeah, he doesn't do it ahead of time.
All
And
right,
now
he
the
could throw.
talent has to do all the work. I don't understand this.
We're going to
I
get
thought I
his
just
portion
have
of
to
the.
appear, look pretty, comb my hair, you know. So here's
I'm
my
putting
travel tip.
it through. Go, go.
Pack long haul essentials in a pouch. So, you know, when you do long haul trips, you know, you could put a pouch in your carry-on. It could be a
Okay.
clear pouch so you could see through it with long haul essentials that you could pick easily from your little carrier, whatever. You could put your chargers and your ear pods,
Oh.
things like hand cream, Tylenol PM, a toothbrush and toothpaste, dental floss, tissues, deodorant, mouthwash, a comb or a brush.
How about a
Keep
pen?
a pen, a little pad, you know, those little essentials that you will need. And keeping in mind that anything that's liquid or cream has to be less than 3.4 ounces. And of those 3.4 ounces, you could only have 15 items. But if it's not liquid, it doesn't count towards your liquid. So, yeah, you keep it handy so that you could grab it quickly while you're sitting there. Like, you know how dry it is in a plane?
Yep.
You might
I
want to
agree.
get a little hand cream, a lip
Right.
gloss, something like that to keep yourself hydrated, you know.
Well, the reason why I said the pen, this is a clear example because I just came back from London and I had my ear pods thrown into my bag. I had a bag, shoulder bag. So I was looking for that and I was scrounging around. I couldn't find it. It had clothes in there, a pair of shoes. So there was so much in there. And then I was looking for a pen, and everything, of course, that you want is always at the bottom of the bag.
Of course.
But having the plant in a plastic bag or some type of a pouch, I mean, I would, you know, get something. That'd be great. I love that
Yeah, and
idea.
make sure it's clear so you can see when you before you open it where the item is.
Correct. Oh, so I shouldn't have like a
It could
suede.
be a baggie, but I have pouches. I
Yeah,
have
yeah.
net pouches.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to invest in something other than just Glad bags. But I do like that because it would help a heck of a lot. Boy, do we really need Eric's
I think
wisdom
that
when we
I
have
did
yours?
very well with that travel.
Congratulations. I really like that one. Thank
Well,
you.
I want a raise if I have to do this work too.
Well, I'm going to get you another book to sit on. That's your raise.
Yeah.
But
You're funny.
that is a good one. I like it. I will use it. Do you want to hear about giraffes?
I don't know. Do I want to hear about giraffes? Let's hear about giraffes.
Do you like giraffes?
Look,
Take them.
I don't like them or not like them. I have nothing against a giraffe. I don't even think about giraffes.
Right. Well, some people love a giraffe. You know, it depends on what kind of an animal you like. But I was reading that giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people.
Because
That's
they're so
sad.
tall.
I know. But, you know, I never think of people literally getting hit unless they have an umbrella or a golf club. You know what I mean? You'd have to have
Yeah,
something
people have
magnetic
gotten, you
or
know,
magnetic.
people have gotten, yeah.
Right. But I mean, you get hit without metal, unless you have a metal hip. I don't know. Or metal in your teeth.
Look, I don't know. I think lightning goes to the highest point or wherever it is, it's looking for the highest point.
Right. I always just thought it was because of electricity gets the you know, the metal. Never hold up an umbrella or a golf
No,
club.
trees get hit by lightning. They don't have metal.
Well, that's true. See, I'm learning. That's true. I forget about that. Yeah. All right. So poor giraffe.
I
If you're in
feel
a
very
storm.
bad for the giraffe. I don't care one way or the other. I'm very sorry.
What's the moral of the story? If there's a rainstorm and you buy a giraffe, stand next to the giraffe. That's my take on it. I'm sticking to that.
Well, you're getting very Sandra Wisdom-y. Look at you.
I just feel bad for the giraffes, but hey, I didn't make them big.
That's right. That wasn't your responsibility.
No, not at all. Not at all. All
So
right.
let's
So,
talk about this Golden Bachelor debacle.
Trash show.
You know, there's a
Really,
lot
it's
of
ridiculous.
fallout. People are saying that they ruined it because they're showing that, you know, I don't know.
It's
I think
difficult
it's
for
just,
old.
well, I think, like I said from the beginning, you're an altacaca with all this baggage. Who has the
I think,
grandchildren? Who has the daughters? I can't stand it.
but you know, if you're in the same town, it's different. But when you're in different states, it's different. Unless you're like in two states that are next to each other,
So look,
you know,
you
you can
signed
settle
up
on.
for this. This is for the chick. She signs up for this with 26 other women. It
She's a Jersey
tells
chick.
you know the story.
I know.
The guy's not in your town. It's not in New Jersey.
But she lives in New Jersey, though. But why should she have to move to Indiana?
Well, she doesn't, but obviously
This
he doesn't want to live in New Jersey. I don't blame him.
But you lived in New Jersey.
I know. Don't get me
Okay.
started. But he has
And
the children and the grandchildren, and it's all the madness of that.
no, I know, but I think it's on both sides of them. It's not just her that has to move, because that's not fair in today's society, you know, that women have to just move.
No,
I'm
I
being
agree. I
feared.
think one of them, they want to be married. What happens when
Right.
you get married? It's a commitment. So one
Correct.
of you have to say to yourselves, look, if I want to be with the guy. So
Right. Oh, no,
apparently it wasn't the love of her life.
or
So I
his.
started thinking about, you know, what happens with exes. I wonder if
Right.
it got nasty, like is she cutting his clothes off and throwing them in the driveway like some people would do?
Well, they didn't even have a chance to live together, so she couldn't cut anything up.
That's right.
But
But I find that, you know, I've had situation with exes where they
right.
have become mean-spirited.
Correct.
I always wonder, like, you can't, you know, the person doesn't want you anymore. Stop already, you know. It's hard when your heart is broken, but why be vindictive? And there's a lot of vindictive people. I know you know firsthand.
Right. I mean, look, I had my heart literally broken. You know, we know the story. You know, I was how it all happened. That was in December of 2021. But now I'm still being victimized. Not still being, I am victimized because I can't just move on. I've moved on, but the other person has not moved on yet. I don't understand why after, what is it? How many years now? 2.5 years?
Well, that just goes to show you that obviously he has not moved on.
No, which
You
is a sad
still,
state.
he wants to have a hold on you. That's what people that are vindictive like that, they want to throw you into the negative. And I say, brush it off. You know, you got to let it go.
You know, when somebody doesn't
Lord
want to
knows
be with
when
you.
I've been heartbroken, did I want to cut people's clothes off and throw them in the driveway? I did, but my better angel spoke to me because I wouldn't want that done to me.
No, I totally agree. I mean, of course, I want to have the person in the clothes when I cut them up, but you
Oh,
can't
yeah.
do that.
Well, the ironic part about what your situation is this person made the choice to leave.
Right, correct. So then just let me go.
Yeah.
Don't keep pulling me back. You said you didn't want to be together. So
look at the power you have over him.
I didn't realize I had that, to be honest with
you. The thing
you.
is, he's foolish to give up that power.
Yeah.
And
So
the
how do you do
time
it?
that he's wasting and all that energy that he's putting, all that negative energy he's putting into throwing this, spewing this hatred, is taking away from his life force.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I have to say it disturbs me a little bit, but I have to just really put it behind me and just not deal with it.
Well,
Because
I'm
I don't want to
proud
antagonize.
of you for that. Yeah.
Thank you. It's frustrating. It's hard, but you know, what are you going to do? Otherwise, you're going to stand next to each other and start screaming, and it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I think in this case, better is just to ignore it, move on, and let it go.
Yeah. Once somebody says
That's
they don't want to be in this situation, and I'm wondering about this Golden Bachelor thing. Who was the first one that said, look, I don't want to be in this situation?
Well, also, I heard that he doesn't have the financial resources that she does. And somebody made a comment. This was interesting, that he wasn't interested in her until he found out that she had money. That
Really?
she had made. That's what somebody said, that he was not into her until he heard that she had made money later in life. And then it seems he perked up. I was reading it on one of the, you know, Instagram things.
Really?
So is that possible that he was into her because she had money?
Well, who knows?
I don't know. We both don't know. You know, it's all he said, she said.
Right. No one really knows the truth except the two of those two. Those two.
But she found out more when they were doing their mortgage to see about how much they could all afford. And he had some baggage on his mortgage side. So who the heck knows?
Oh, really?
But doesn't this, but I guess this ABC really should be ashamed about this. Shouldn't they have better information about people
Well,
and
they
their
should vet
financials?
this a little bit better.
Right, because they're saying that he really wasn't doing the, what do you call it? His job wasn't so much in the food industry like he was claiming to be. I mean, what was he, a chef or an owner? What was he?
I think it was
Bottle
a
washer?
restaurateur, I'm not sure.
Right, but he wasn't as glamorous as it made it out to be. Maybe he was a maitre d'. Not that that's a bad job. I don't know. We don't know all the details. But shame on ABC.
Well, yeah, maybe in her situation, she's saying, look, I'm in my 70s. I want a happy life. Like, you know, you think she's already established herself and made her money and has
Right.
a certain lifestyle.
Right. She's doing fine. She doesn't need, you know, his money, obviously. But he might need hers, allegedly. Who knows? All right, enough of them. I don't know. I'm not watching it when it comes back on again, that's for sure.
No, I'm not
Not
putting
worth
that
it.
In. No, I'm not watching any of that anymore.
The farce, it really is. And they shouldn't even bring it back. They ruined it.
They did ruin
Yeah.
It. That's what they were saying online, that the fallout is that it's ruined the whole franchise.
Yeah, they did it too quickly, getting married. They just wanted the 5 minutes of publicity.
Of course. Like you know,
Crazy.
you're dating these dates and the cars and the clothes. It's all very fancy. It
Of
wasn't
course,
his money that they were using for these
I
dates.
know. That's what I love with these people, you know, that do these things. And it's like, oh my God, I'm so in love. Of course, until you have to go home and do your own shopping and laundry,
That's
cook
true.
meals, you know, then the reality sets in. It's like, no, too much, too much. Anyway, other than that, everything else is good. I'm happy.
Yeah, me too.
Are
I'm
you happy?
happy too. I'm
Very good.
thrilled. Look, I have a new knee.
Okay, so now since you're not coming to going to Norway, is there any trips at all for the Northeast now that you're feeling better?
Yes, we are going in
I
the
know
end of,
Delaware.
yeah, we're
Where are
going
you
to
going?
Washington, D.C. at the end of May.
Yeah, but like no trip up here for a weekend or anything.
No, we decided just to go to
We're
D.C.
halfway. DC
Yeah.
to Connecticut. No, all right.
You should take the train down and meet us.
When is that?
I don't know. I'll
May.
have my
All
travel person send you the itinerary.
right. All right. Yeah, that'd be good. Let me know. Yeah, it'd be nice to see you guys. I know you're gonna have
Yeah.
a busy time anyway, so it's all good.
And then this
Anyway.
year,
All right.
before Spain, we're going to London for a few days first.
Oh, lovely. That'll be
Yeah.
fun. Yeah, it's a family.
Oh, yeah. Today we were supposed to go to that hotel. I said to Eric, cancel it because I didn't feel like my knee was up to it.
Right.
We were going to stay at that new Marriott, which then Eric corrected me and said it's not the new Marriott. It's a
Correct.
Marriott
Yes.
in Tampa by the
Yes.
river there.
Right.
So anyway, so I thought, you know, look, what if the bed's too high? You know, I just my knee is too new to
No,
be.
really. You don't want to jeopardize it at this moment.
Yeah, I
So.
don't want to fool around with it.
And you hate to be an adult, but you got to be an adult.
You have to be an adult. And it's
That's it.
still uncomfortable to sit for a long time. Like we went out to lunch the other day, and I have to say it was agony sitting there.
Oh my God, you poor
Because,
thing.
you know, I couldn't get comfortable.
Sorry to hear that.
All
Anyway.
right, so
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us ramble on. We
yeah.
love chatting as. And it was good
See
to
you all
see
next
everyone.
week. Yeah, good to
Well,
see you.
yeah, have a
Okay,
great week,
ciao,
everybody.
y'all.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.